Okay, I have just one thing, one nekuda hanging in Taisus, and after that we'll go on to Ravashi. We had asked the Kasha. Taisus told that we're going to Chasima Atuksiv, and it's in a Chasima Shalai Lishma is possible because people confuse it with Ksiva. We had discussed the problem I mentioned when we started, the problem that the Gemara later on Daf Yud Aleph says that even a Goy's signature Goy's by Stav Muvik, when there's a Gemara talks about a get, a kosher get, which was processed in the Akoy Shalakul and signed by a guy, could be kosher. Like Rebbe Lozat, they didn't see what happened. And the Chayra guy's signature is worse. It's certainly not, we don't consider it to be Lishma. So the guy's signature is Shalai Lishma, not Papi Kang. The Gemara there has a tzad at least to be Machshirat. So the question is why? They misira, they dekiyam. The question is this Gezerah. The Gezerah of the of Chasima atu Ksiva. That Kasha, which I mentioned, we didn't answer. So to answer that, I'd like to mention to you a Tshuvas Rebbe Akiva Eger, which is printed here in the Chedusha Rebbe Akiva Eger, and is connected to yesterday's shiur. Rebbe Akiva Eger had a shaila about a get that was written, and the aide's name was Yaakov, and when he signed the name, the ayin, the vav of the ayin, that is the second piece of the ayin, was not touching the bottom of the ayin. In other words, in a Sefer Torah it would have been possible, right? The ayin, the vav of the ayin was supposed to touch the base of the ayin, and it wasn't touching it. And they asked Rabbi Kiveger, if we could be machshir such a get, it wasn't the case of ego, and they could have given a second get, but it involved a big expense. So they had to go to Mdina Siyam. So therefore, they asked Rabbi Kiveger, is such a shtar good, or is it not good? That's the shiloh that he was asked. So Rabbi Kiveger brings the Trumas Hadeshin that I mentioned to you yesterday. But the Trumas Hadeshin says that with Geyser, just like with Geyser by Shaloi Lishma, Chasima or Tuksiva, the same thing, with Geyser on all in Yonim of writing the signature, Chasima or Tuksiva, and the writing has to be the way a get has to be written, that's the way the Chasima has to be written. It's interesting, I looked up the Trumas Hadeshin Shaila. There's an interesting shaila about chok teichais. Chok teichais is when you have a splotch of ink and you scratch all around and leave a letter in the middle. And that's possible. We're going to have it later. It's possible by a get. It's possible by a sefer Torah. There was a shtar in which the aide's name was again Yaakov. It seems the Yaakov's messed up all the time. The aide's name was Yaakov. And when he wrote the ayin, instead of making an ayin, he made a shin. Not in the script, in regular Savashuris. He made a shin. Then, to fix it, he scratched off the third piece of the shin and he left it as an ayin. Sort of the base of the shin with the two without the third one. So that's how his name was sung. So it was the same shayla. Is that a kosher again? That's chok teichas. In other words, it wasn't an ayin, it was a shin. By scratching something out, you made it into an ayin. So the question is whether that's kosher. So you have Kiveger's shaila when it's not touching, and the shaila of the Trumas Hadeshin, which is more serious, called Teiches is a psul, real psul in the Gemara, and that's that was his shaila. So again, the Trumas Hadeshin talks about this problem that we should be geyser chasima atuksiva. Just like Peshal Shema, we should be geyser by Chok Teichis too. Zakt Rabbi Akiva Eger that even though Shumas HaDesher has this chiddush, Shem Dari, he brings it, has this chiddush, that were geyser, chasima to ksiva by other things, we could be mechalik. That's by a psul, which is not noticeable in the get. If you look at the get, you don't see the psul. Like Shalai Lishma. If an eight sign Shalai Lishma, you look at the get, it's a psul she'ene nicker. It's a problem in the signature, which you would never notice because you can't see on the get if it's Lishma Shalai Lishma. A chok teiches also is generally not nicker. It could be, you could see scratch marks where he erased it, but if he did a good job of erasing it, it wouldn't be nicker. Right now it's an ayin. Right? That was a Truma Sedesh and Shai. Let's start off a shin. Now it's an ayin. So if he did a good job of erasing it, you're left with an ayin. You can't tell that it was chok teiches. So there, the Truma Sedesh has his Shaila, and we have a whole thing. Why? Because Beis Din's going to come, and Beis Din's going to be machsheret. And the people involved, they'll see Beis Din's machsheret, they'll assume it's good, and they'll learn from that Shalai Lishma is good, and other things are good. Masha'en Ken in Rabbi Akiva Eger's case, where the top of the ayin didn't touch the bottom. It's a ksav, it's not a ksiva tama, it's not a complete writing. The top of the letter is not touching the bottom. The letter has afsuk in it. So he says, bring it to Beis Din. And Beis Din could be machshir with Eidei Mesira. What's Beis Din going to do? They'll say, okay, this is not a lechatchila. They could get the letters on over. But you know what we'll do? We're going to do a Mesira now. It's coming to Beis Din. We'll do a Mesira. We'll get kosher Eidei Mesira. We won't rely on Eidei Chassid. So Beis Din is going to know, they're going to see the problem. So they're going to know not to rely on Eidei Chasima, to get Eidei Mesira, and to do a dafka, be mashu with Eidei Mesira. In that case, we're not going to be geyser ha chasima atu ksiva. Because Beis Din will know about it. Beis Din will see the problem. So Beis Din will be zoyer in the problem. We're not to puzzle the get. We'll puzzle the signatures. We're not going to puzzle the get. When it's Shalai Lishma, we're going to have a problem with the whole get. Because Beis Din is going to give such a get. And they're going to be, Beis Din's going to give the get, and people are going to say, oh, Beis Din gave the get, that was Shalai Lishma. But this type of a problem, Beis Din will see right away. Even when you come to the Kayin, they'll see that the Ayin is no good. So they'll find the Eidei Mesira, they'll do a Kiyim with the Eidei Mesira, and everything will be done with Eidei Mesira. So B'Kiveger is Mechadish, that when do we say we're going to Chasimah to Ksiva only by a Psul She'ein Oynikr? By a psul hanikr, a psul hafdikr will come to Beis Din, and Beis Din will take care of it. Beis Din will do it with Eidei Mesira, and they'll avoid the use of the Eidei Chasim. So then, they're not going to be guys. This is Rabbi Akiva Eger's psak. He writes that he was hesitant to rely on a svara without a raya. But he says, since a letter that's not attached anyway is only a lechatchiladik psul. It's not a b'di'evedik psul. A get is not a sefer Torah. A get, if even the letter in the guf haget is not would be not attached, as long as it's readable, it's kosher b'di'eved. So he said, for my svara to rely on the b'di'eved to make him to a chachila, that he's prepared to rely on his svara.
That's not a card in front of it. That's not a card. No one knows the person
knows
the card.
Does everybody know the card?
Who knows? Anyone who's there knows the person, knows the
car. Yeah, when the star comes to Beis Din, it could be there. It's different too, because there in Taisus Maskana, there we say Dumasil Mismachalayim. Right, that is the imitation of Dumasil Mismachalayim. Taisus at least holds that argument is not because of Dumasil Mismachalayim, it's because of Chesima Tiksima. Right, so two different zayos. So this is Rabbi Akiva Eger's psak. He says, "Lafi my chilek, there'll be meturitz the other kasha, the kasha from Daf Yud Aleph, from the shtar that's went through our kaishal gayim. The Gemara is a havamina to be masher a shtar that went through our kaishal gayim. That's talking beferish, the Gemara says, b'shemais mufakim. It's clear it's a goyish name. That the names that are signed are clearly not Yiddish names. That's the case where the Gemara wants to be masher, b'shemais mufakim. Gemara says, what are shemais mufakim? Gemara gives examples. But it has to be a goyish name. So such a b'kiva eger, a goyish name, shemais mufakim, that's a psul hanikr. That's so. That's nicker in the shtar. When you bring the shtar to Bez, they'll see it has a guy's name and the chesira. So they'll only be mekayim it with the chesira. Zok Rabbi Kibeg, according to my side, it's matur the kasha, because the kasha was that let's be geyser. If you geyser shalay l'shma chesima to chesiva, let's be geyser when a guy signs it. Zok Rabbi Kibeg comes off a character. When a guy signs it, it's better. So when a guy signs it, it's so bad that it's obvious. If it's so bad that it's obvious, then we don't make it zero. Because we know, we'll come to best, and we'll work with Eidim Sira. So this is the Rabbi Kivager's A, his Siddish and Din, and B, his teretz on the on this kasha, from our kasha guy.
Says that
everybody knows that the Kohen are present, and that if they come out then that this is something that they do, or it's a psul, it's a psul. Probably not, because the Taisi says there are two types of Mizrif Mataychai, right? At the beginning of Taisi, Taisi says Mizrif Mataychai is a psul din la'asim l'misra chalai. So Taisi says it doesn't shtim here. Taisi says you're right, here the psul is gzeira chasim al-taksim. The Kibeger is going on the Gzeira Chasim HaTaksiva. He's not going on the Gzeira Dami Yasim HaLasim HaMisla Chalak. On the Gzeira Chasim HaTaksiva, he makes such a chill. Yeah, I was thinking beforehand that someone would ask me that. But the Kibeger, what's wrong with Kibeger Sfara? That if you have a get with a psul that's not nicker, there we make a gezeira. If Bezin will do it, people say, oh, Bezin did it. Psul ha-nicker, there we're not guys. You say, sorry, the other way. Psul she'ein ha-nicker, who knows shalai l'shman? There are two people in the world that know. Psul ha-nicker, maybe Jeff Akert. Everyone who's there says, wow, Bezin will buy on such a get. Kivegan Nemzon for character, but Kivegan Nemzon that it's at the opposite. That if a person sees a psul nicker, they'll say Bezdin saw it. Must be Bezdin worked it out. They worked it out with Eidim Asira. So we were Kivegan Nemzon. Maybe you could argue to say it's for Alachim for character, but that's interesting. Okay, let's move on to Rav Ashi says a second teretz. How many Rabbi Yehuda? All over the Mishnah, we have a machlekes, a the Mesira Karati, the Chesima Karati. We have two Mandiyam, Rav Meir and Rav Eliezer, and we said they argue what's taich for kosav lo sefer krisus. What's the taich? Zok the Gemara is the third Mandiyam. Then Rabbi Yehuda plays la sheik siva chesima se betalush. Rabbi Yehuda holds that saich chesiva and saich chesima have to be betalush. So since they both have to be betalush, so therefore, the Eidim have to say, Befarei Nechtam. All the Dine get applies side to, all the Dine of a Kosav La Sefer Krisus applies side to Ksiva and side to Chasima. In fact, the Gemara may Karim my Tamalai Mekmina La Krev Yehuda. So why didn't you come right away? We had a whole Amid. Why do we need a whole Amid for? You have a Tanas. That's it. I like that Tanas. So the Gemara, no. My Trina and Ramei is Tami Sisa Ramei. First, we want to try to fit in like Ramei. Because Ramei is Tamishna is Ramei. Matrina and our Rebbe Laza, the Kamon of Chazakavase begin. It's not Ramei, at least let it be Rebbe Laza of Chazakavase. So only if we're stuck, we would say it's not like Rebbe Yehuda. So the Kasha here is Taka. So why does Rav Ashi say Hamani Rebbe Yehuda? If he'd rather that sign the Mishnah like Rebbe Laza, because Hilchas HaKavase begin, So why does Rashi saying a teretz? Amani Rabbi Elazar he. What's wrong with the previous teretz? The Gemara said a teretz. That the Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar. Comes along Rashi, he says it's Rabbi Yehuda. So if he comes along, he says it's Rabbi Yehuda. Why is he saying it's Rabbi Yehuda? Madrina and Rabbi Elazar. Look, like, what's they begin? So this is the kasha that the Ritva, the Yeshua, among others, ask. And basically, they have two ways to learn. It's a big nafkamina. One way to learn is that Rav Ashi argues. He holds the previous teretz as a dachuk. It's a dachuk to say, Shalai l'shma is called Mezuyach Mitaychei. Especially, Taisa says that the Zeirach Sima to Ksiva, which doesn't link in the words Mezuyach Mitaychei, Luke Zeirach. See, the Kalur Rav Ashi is arguing, which is the first way the Ritva suggests to learn. Or you could learn, I'm not sure how you fit this all into the Lashon exactly, that the Gemara says, Rav Ashi, Yama Haman Rav Yehuda, he, and the Gemara is explaining why we're chayza from that. Meikar, why do we taka want to say like that? And Gemara says, because Hilchos HaKavase begins. So Memeila, really we don't stick with Haman Rav Yehuda. Rav Ashi, this whole thing is a member of Rav Ashi. From Rav Ashi, Hilchos HaKavase begins, it's all Rav Ashi speaking. Rav Ashi says, really, because it's like Rav Yehuda. Why don't we want to have a man like him? Because, Talchus and Kavah said, Rav Yehuda begin. The Rav Elazar begin. So, this is all an explanation of, Rav Ashi is not arguing. Rav Ashi is saying, all an explanation of why we didn't say, we could have said the Mishnah is Rav Yehuda, and we don't. According to the second Mahalach, Rav Ashi is not arguing with the previous terrors. So there are two mahalchim where the Rav Ashi argues. He doesn't argue. Obviously, nafkamina would be mahalacha. Do we have this? Is this a davar atali b'machlaikis? So it's not a davar atali b'machlaikis. If you look in the Gra and Shulchan Aruch, where the Shulchan Aruch paskins that the chasim has to be lishma, the Gra writes that it goes according to the first teretz of the Gemara, but according to the second teretz of the Gemara. It doesn't have to be Lashma, another Rabbi Yehuda. We don't pass them like him. So the question is whether this requirement of Lashma is so stark or not. Shulchan Aruch does pass it that way. But is there a tziruf or not? The Trumas Hadeshen, in his Shaila, Rabbi Kivega was the ayin that wasn't touching. So he said, it's not Nikar he was making. Trumas Hadeshen, in his Shaila, the Chok Tzaychai's case. The case where the ayin was written like a shin, and then they erased the last part of the shin and created an ayin, which is a psul of chok teichos. It's a psul that it's not a kosher ksiva. So the shaila was, could we be mashu or not? So the Trumas Hadeshet says avada lechatchila, you have to do a different get. You have such a get, you shouldn't use it. Use a different get. But his shaila was b'makim igun, a case where it was the man was forced to give the get. He didn't want to give it. They had to force him, and it was not likely they'd be able to force him to give a second get. So b'makim igun, he's mekel. It's a long tshuva. It seems to me he's mekel on two with two tzirufim. He's mitzarif two things. Number one, this idea that because we're geizah shalai l'shma, we're geizah chasima atuk siva, so maybe we should be geizah by everything else also, even though he brings up b'shem d'ri, b'shem one of Balei Taisus, this whole idea that we had, that just like we're geizah shalai l'shma, chasima atuk siva, we're geizah everything else. But the Trumas Hadeshet says it's not muchach. Maybe we're geizah shalai l'shma, dafka, Taisus says Shalai L'Shma is more Shchiyach. Taisus on Beis on Beis says Shalai L'Shma is more Shchiyach. So maybe by Shalai L'Shma we made a Gzeira, but by these other psula maybe not. So he calls that a Sofik. Is it a Sofik? Are we Gzeira by everything else? His second Sofik, he makes a Sofik out of it, is do we pass him? Then it's a psula Mezuyach Mitaychei. Do we pass him? Maybe Rav Ashi is arguing. If Rav Ashi is arguing, so it's not Mukhi from the Gemara to Paskin that one. So he makes a big issue out of this Rav Ashi, and he says maybe it's not l'halacha, and he makes a sfeik out of it. Therefore, b'makim igun, he's mekel, and the Ramon Shulchan Aruch passes like this Trumas Hadesh. That b'makim igun, when it's a shail of an aguma, we're mekel on all of these things, that the signature shouldn't be chaktaychais, shouldn't be should be legible. All these things were mekel b'makim igun. And he bases it on primarily on this sex fake. There's more to it, but that's the second Shemus Adesh. Okay. What? Rav Ashi argues. If Rav Ashi argues, so then it could be we pass them like Rav Elazar, that a day Misira Karati. But do we pass in the Rabbi Lazar's Maida that a chasima has to be l'shma? No, why should I say Rabbi Lazar holds a chasima has to be l'shma? Gemara was forced into it because of this whole kasha. So the Gemara said, "By the Rabbi Lazar, mizuyim etayicha." But if you're not forced into it, so then we're not forced into it. So then it's not l'dina. The Rav Ashi grabbed as a basra. Usually halacha kareh hilchos of Rav Ashi. So l'maisa, that's the. So it becomes very significant, the sheet of Rav Ashi. Okay, there's a Taisus here. Taisus Atshe Tehei. A short Taisus. A few words, but a lot of long distance Taisus. Atshe Tehei Ksivasai V'chasimasai V'talmash. Taisus learns the Vedayik every word. So Tabad the Taisus, that what's the case? Okay, we have to switch now. We're not talking about Shalal Shema anymore. We're not talking about signatures. We're talking now about writing a get on a leaf of a tree, on a bark of a tree. And they wrote a get on a mechub of a karka. I don't know if it ever happened, but theoretically. They wrote it on something that was mechub of a karka. And the Gemara says, after Behuda, you have to do the writing when it's talmish. Plus, you have to do the signature when it's talmish. Fractosis, why do you have to tell me the signature? If I do the writing when it's talmish, obviously the signature is also when it's talmish. So right away, before we go any further, what are you saying?
It's only
this Taisus Kash is only the Shitasai. Taisus L'Shitasai said in Taisus Maida Rebbe Lazar that you can't sign first and write second. Right? Taisus said you can't sign first and write second. That would be a psul in a get, and it's Taisus Paskin that way. If you hold that you could write first, you could put the signatures first and the writing second, the way Nesivus and Nezan is true, at least l'halacha. Even if not like all tonight, but at least l'halacha and Nesivus seems to Neman, you could sign first and write second. And Taisus Kasher has a start. Actually, take Sivasa, you must say Betalush. They signed the Betalush, you can't eat the Ksiva. If they signed it, the Mechubber, and you want to eat later, so you can't do it. Right, so this Taisus is going, the Shitasi before, that you can't sign first, write second. You have to write first, sign second. So you have to write first, sign second. In fact, that's a good Kasher. Lovely, the Mikhail Bechasimasai, Kivishai Saksiva Betalush. Yeshla Ksimasai Shem Mechubber. Yeshleimer Mishkachaslo. Shekasvai Alilon Talush. You wrote it on a vine or a bark or a leaf that was Talush. Va'achakach Notoi. And then you planted it, the Hishrish, and it took root. V'chasvai, and then you signed it. So what happened? You had this little sapling tree. It was not Mechubal Akarka. And on the tree, you wrote out a Nusach HaGet. And then someone planted the tree. And then the Eidim signed it when it's Mechubar. So for such a case, and then you want to cut it off and give it. So for such a case, Zaktaisvis repudiated the words, Yivasei v'chasimasei betalish. Okay, the whole picture, this whole case makes you smile. You're like, what's it going to happen? What they have to bavar in such a case? Very interesting Taisvis. First of all, one chiddush in Taisvis, the Hishrish. The word Vehishrish in Taisus is a Chiddush. It took root. So right away we have here a chiddush in Taisus that if I have a tree and I plant it, it didn't take root yet. That's not called mechubar. That's what Taisus says, the heishush. How long does it take a root tree to take root? How long it takes a tree to take root? Huh? Says the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says that it takes 2 weeks to take root. Actually, in the Gemara there's a machlaikis. It's one on the end of 30 days, one on the end of 2 weeks, and I think one on the end of 3 days. They're not arguing the Metzius, they're arguing how much is considered taking root. But it's certainly not on the same day. It doesn't take root, it doesn't become, it's not yainik to that degree the same day. It's not called mechuber. I would have said it is. Taisus says v'hishmish. Taisus says v'hishmish. If not for Taisus, I would have said it is. What? It wasn't. When I wrote it, it was totally off the ground. When I stick it into the ground, and then the Adam signed it. So Taisus says he stuck it in the ground, v'hishmish, and it took root, and they signed it. Why did they say it took root? Taisus, if you stick it in the ground, you cover it with earth, and then they sign it, that's not called Hishrish.
They
signed
it right before. But there's 3 days, sign it 3 days after they put it in.
So Taisus says it will be kosher. Natai, the only time it's possible is Natai v'Hishrish v'Chasma, it's possible. If before it took root they signed it, it will be kosher. What is Rabbi Yehuda coming to teach us? Natai v'Hishrish v'Chasma, it's possible. So kasha is. That's a shtar mumtim. If you write a shtar on Sunday, and you put in a, and you write the date, and then you go and you plant it, and let's say Teshuva Nemzana takes 2 weeks, for somebody's going with the Shita we pass them on. 2 weeks later, you come and you sign it. So of course it's possible to shtar mumtim. Shtar mumtim. So what's the? Of course it's a shtar that's predated, that's dated before the day of the signatures. Of course it's a possible shtar. So what's going on? What's going on? Rabbi Yehuda came to tell us, for such a case, is he bavarni such a case? So the case is possible anyway. It's possible. He didn't have to bavarni the case.
He's talking about a case where
he
didn't put over
the
money, but enough to crush him in a
could be he didn't put his man. We want to know that he had it. So this is the case. He didn't put his man. And they planted it. And it took root. And they signed it. And they gave it to the lady. And she married someone else. She already had kids. And now the shayla came up. It's the vlad is kosher. So that's the case. It could be. But the Yeshua says, it's talking about people who planned this. They planned this all out. They were going to do this. So originally, when they wrote it, they wrote the date for 2 weeks later, because they knew they're going to plant it, it takes 2 weeks to the Mishrash, and then they're going to tell David, don't sign till the date, it'll be 2 weeks later, then they'll sign it. So that's how the issue answers. Because then they wrote it, let's say, on a Shredish Cheshvin. They were planning to write it, plant it, wait till it takes root, and they didn't sign. So they wrote right away, Yudalot, or Tesvav
Cheshvin. And which day it was come out?
Well, it's 2 weeks. They learned to play Yeshua. And then Yeshua brings us up for Rosh Hashanah. So. Yeah, I agree with you. It's maybe Eli Dei Gichuf. The whole thing is very, very strange.
The case is very likely.
It's very less likely, he said. The whole case. Well, you have to know, they live in a poor society. They did write on leaves. They did write on trees. They did write on bark. It's not, you know. Not like in America today, where you have walls, like right on the walls, right? But they did. But to that part of right on the hook, but this whole story is.
Maybe
it's
just
and therefore what? Well, we're going to have a machlaikis if Atzus Nakav is considered mechub about it is. I should at least have said it. No, but the Ksiva had to be betalish. I mean, he wrote in the morning of the 14th day, before the 14th day passed, And then the night of the 14th day, they signed it. Machinah would also be good terror.
The whole sign of the Kubbin is the Messina, so it doesn't make a difference if it actually is the
Oh, okay, just saying, still, one second. I want to get this. Alright, this also has a tendency. He wrote in the morning of the 14th day, and he wrote in the second. This reminds you of, Ben Sayer and Meir Elohim, like, Yevra, Lama Nichten, Lama Nichten, Lama Nichten, Lama Nichten. So, okay. Now, this the Hishrish that you're saying, what's the psalm? You know what, before I get to what you're bringing up, I'll be back to something else. Alright, so this is the Taisus, the Pshat Taisus, Behishrish. The Grad, some Sefer says Behishrish is Lavdavka. Doesn't mean Hishrish, it just means that it was Stalin in the ground. Rabbi Kiva Eger, in the Pirish of the Mishnayis, in the second paragraph, where it talks about Mechubar. Rabbi Kiva Eger has the following question. He says, what would be the din if I write a get and I sign the get, everything betalush, and then I plant it? I don't write anything when it's planted. I just plant it, and it's growing for a day or two, and then, or 2 weeks, whatever it takes to be hishrish, and then later the woman comes, so we cut it off, and we give the get. Does planting the tree between the ksiva, the chasima, and the nesina, somewhere in between, does that pass? That's what we could take a shot. Takes away from the. Just as much? That's missing. It's missing what? What? It's missing the word you're looking at, kairos, but ksitsa. Okay. First, let me tell you. Rabbi Kiva Eger has the shayla. This is the shayla. Is, if you plant it, you don't write anything on it when it's planted. You write everything beforehand. And then you plant it. Later you want to do it, you want to give it. Is that good or is it not good? So the Rabbi Kiva Eger says, from Taisus, Ibn al-Maskal Ad, it's mukhruch that is kosher. It's mukhruch it's kosher. Why? Because what's Taisus' case? You wrote the get. And then, achar notar. And then Hishrish. And then Chosmai. So it's possible because Chosmai. Because you are Chosmai. If there was Nishrash, that's why it's possible. It's Mukhuk from Taisus. That if it would be Natai, the Hishrish, and it wasn't Chosmai, and then you cut it off and gave it, that it would be Kosher. Taisus is saying, why is it possible when you plant it? The Psul of planting it is only possible because when you planted it, at that time you signed it. But if you wouldn't have signed it, if you had just planted it and not signed it, since in this Taisus, that's not a problem.
What should be wrong?
Right? What should be wrong? So you're saying what should be wrong, they're saying what's wrong. So I'll tell you in a second. Okay, Kivega says it's kosher. Kivega says it's kosher. The Rajba says so also. The Rajba Chafalaf on the base says it's kosher. And it's brought here by the Yeshua and the Chasam Sofer. But they bring the Shita of the Ramah. The Ramah is in the Shulte Givayrim on the side of the rift of Yuram and Aleph, Hashem the Ramah, who holds that it's possible. It's possible. That if you, again, once again, you wrote a perfect get with Chasima, everything good, and then you plant it. And before you give it, you cut it off and give it. It's possible. Why should it be possible? So some Sefer explains. Because the psul of what's the psul? Why is Lukha Balakarka possible? The reason is it says the Kosav in Nasan that it has to be Mukhusar Nasina. When you write again, it only has to be Mukhusar the giving of again. But it's Mamayat Lukha Balakarka, which is Mukhusar Ksitsa Vinasina. Which is mechusar, you have to cut it and then give it. So with mamay, it's a mitzvah. For kasav in nasan, that you have to write it, write something which is mechusar nesima. When you finish writing it, it's mechusar. It's only missing nesima being given. If you write something which is mechusar ktsitsa v'nesina, which you have to cut it off and give it, then that's possible. The Ramah holds that if you wrote it, he did everything, and then you planted it. Now this get is mechusar ktsitsa v'nesina. That's absurd. It's mechusar ktsitsa v'nesina. Any get which is missing ktsitsa v'nesina is a possible get. It has to be when you finish the get. It's only mechusar v'nesina. If you do something to create as mechusar ktsitsa v'nesina, that's exempt sakasav. That's because of mechusar. When you finish, it was kasher. 100%. At that moment, it was kasher. But right now, it's mechusar ktsitsa v'nesina.
At one point, it was good to give.
At one point, it was good, but now it became possible. It became possible before. It wasn't given to the woman yet. I'm talking now that was planted before, was given to the woman before the nesina. That's mechusar ktsitsa v'nesina. That's mechusar ktsitsa v'nesina. That's up to Ramah. That's a death of soul.
Is
it considered mechubar only v'tishrish?
Or even if it's not?
The Pnei Yeshua learns from this Taisus that you need Hishrish. Pnei Yeshua learns Taisus you need Hishrish. According to Pnei Yeshua. The Chayel Kim even come on a test. That's right. If you're sticking to the ground, it's not Hishrish. That's not called Mechusa Ketzitza. Instead of pull it up and give it. What then is it? It's in the ground or it's in your house? You have to open the door of your house. Ketzitza is a Dhamma Pasha. You have to cut it off the ground.
Let's say they wrote a get and they
give
you a Medina
Simon, and
somebody put it in the board, and
it's 100% kosher. It's not Mechusa Ketzitza. Yeah, you can write a get Medina Sayyam. It's Mechusa, a trip from Medina Sayyam to Eretz Yisrael. But it's like every meal. I have to tell you, how we dash in Miyutin, why would I this and not that? I can't answer. Sometimes I can answer you, I can find, but I don't like to get into it. How we dash in, we saw Salanta writes in one of his letters, when we learn Gemara, we don't learn how to dash in the Pesukim. The Chazal dash in that way. If it's a Shiloh, we can be down in our Sfarim. But the Mamai Ketzitza v'nesina is my one thing, Ketzitza v'nesina. So the problem is, according to the Ramah, Hodra Kushis Taisis L'duchte. According to the Ramah, Taisis Teres is no good now. Because the Ramah holds, if you replant it, it's automatically possible no matter what. It's possible even if you had a good chasima. It's possible if you plant it. So now, what's Taisis Teres? Mishkachas la kasar v'talush, natai, achasmai b'mechover. What do you mean? That's possible anyway. Rabbi Yehuda didn't have to tell me a cheik, sivase, v'sisarase, b'talush, for such a case. It's possible anyway. So how'd you kasar tell you l'duchte? Maybe he holds chasima could be before ksiva. If the Ramah Shita is, you do chasima first, ksiva second, then that would be the terrace. Okay, now here and see how he says it. Maybe they know the Ramah doesn't hold that way, or I don't know. But, yeah. Come on. Yeah, but you can learn that Gemara that Peshas Ksiva has to not be Mechusa Ketzitza. The Ramah's Chiddush is that Peshas Ksiva was a Mechusa Ketzitza. If there's any point along the way where it becomes Mechusa Ketzitza, that's absurd. So that's the Ramah's Chiddush. You can learn the Gemara like the Rashba, the Kosta Ben Rasan, that Peshas Ksiva has to not be Mechusa Ketzitza. So basically, we have to go back to Taisus Kasha, and we have to find other terutzim to Taisus Kasha. So there are two other terutzim to Taisus Kasha, which the Ramah may hold of. One. Now let's try first Chazay Nish. Very interesting Chazay Nish. It's like a whole new topic which Kedaki B'Kaydish brings in. The Chazay Nish is in Simen Kuf Mem Zayin, and the Chazay Nish is his Purushim Amasechus Gittin. So Simen Kuf Mem Zayin, on this time, Daftalit, this Taisvis, He brings in a very interesting sugya from later in the Sefer. There's a shayla later in two sugyas, on Daf Yutes and on Daf Chaf, of ksav al gabi ksav. If you write something, let's say it's the same ink. There's sugya, different inks, maybe we'll talk about it. Let's say the same ink, diyay al gabi diyay. Edim sign the shtar, shaloi l'shur. They go over to the shtar and they sign the shaloi l'shur. So now, they come to Bezdin, they want to give the get. Bezdin says, did you sign it l'shma? They say, what does l'shma mean? The shame to this woman and this man. They say, I didn't know who the man is. So the woman is. They say, it's sign, I sign. So we say, okay, possible. Sign shaloi l'shma. So they take out a pen. And they write over their previous writing. They just write again their signature, write over the previous one. Diyay agave diyay, the same type of ink. It's going to get darker now. And this time they say, Hareini chaisim, l'shem, this woman. That's, again, if you see a get, you'll see the whole spiel. They say, Hareini chaisim, l'shem, kleinis, bas, kleini, l'shem, kleini, ben kleini, l'shem, gerish. And they sign. Is that kosher? What's the din of ksav al gabi ksav? Obviously, it has other nafkaminas, a Shabbos, if you write a ksav al gabi ksav, is that ksiva? So the Gemara later gets into this whole thing. Rabbi Yehuda Shita, we're going here to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Shita is the ksav al gabi ksav is a good ksiva. It's kosher. If so, the language for that is Havaras Kulnus. Kulnus is this quill with a long kulmus. Havaras Kulnus, writing the Agabi Diyai, review the Shita is that that's a good Ksav. And Yehuda says you can do that. If you have a signature, Shalai Lashma, there'll be Mavar, the pen over it again, and it'll be Kash. So, if so, you have a good Teres to Teres Kash. How do you have a teres to Tosis Kasha? Yichat? How are you going to have it? You wrote originally, you wrote B'mechub al-Karka, you wrote again and signed again. B'chub al-Karka, Shaloi l'shma. Okay? They wrote it, everything was Shaloi l'shma. The ksiva, the whole business. They wrote it on a tree, they wrote a ksiva saget, and an Aiden signed the Chubal Karka, they cut it off. Then they realized they wrote it in the Chubal Karka, or Shalai Lashma, and plus the Chubal Karka. So they went, actually, the son of Chazanish's parents, I think, would be even if they wrote it Lashma. Even if they wrote it Lashma. Sorry, that's Chazanish said. They wrote it Lashma, but they wrote it on the Chubal Karka. They wrote it and signed it, the Chubal Karka, Lashma. They cut it off, they come to Bezin. Bezin says, no good, you wrote a Muslim Lekak. So they went, and they went to the Sefer, and the Sefer rewrote the whole Ksiva Sashtar. He wrote it, Betalush. He ran his pen over it, and he rewrote the whole thing, Betalush. And now he brings it into Bezin, and they want to use it. So the Shaila is that good? Comes out, the Ksiva was. The Siva was Betalush. The Chasima was not rewritten. So the Chasima was B'mechubar. On the tree, they did the Chasima first, the Chasima second.
Yeah, but
the Chasima is only there. Okay, 1 second. So he says, you can have a good terrace for Tyson's cash in such a case. On the tree, they did the Chasima first, the Chasima second. Then they cut it off. Now, they redid the ksiva, they rewrote the ksiva. Now they're bringing it to bed. So if you hold that only the ksiva has to be betalush, it would be kosher. Because the ksiva was redone betalush. So that's the teretz, the teretz is kosher. Why did you just say ksiva say vichasima say betalush? Why did he say it's not enough the ksiva betalush, it has to be the ksiva betalush too? Now why? Because he, for such a case, in such a case, but they wrote the whole thing on the tree. What? He signed it on the tree. They signed it. Maybe right. One second. That's the first. We have to deal with that. This is why it says the Chazanish. Chazanish says that this would be a case where that would answer Taisus Kash in such a case. So you're all jumping on the Chazanish that L'chaira, this is a problem. In this case, let's say you hold only Ksiva has to be Betalosh. Ksiva could be Mechorba. Let's see what all that means. So Chazanish says that this would be Kash. Right? Then this would be Kash because you redid the Ksiva. But you're arguing. You're saying, no. In this case, the signature preceded the writing. The chasima preceded the writing. The writing was first on the tree. By the time you signed it, the writing was there. But you're saying that writing doesn't count. That writing is the writing of Bill Hoover.
You have a mistake in it. And then you make the kasha. So either chasima was signed before. Who cares? It's not a problem.
Except Steve doesn't count. The previous tzeva doesn't count. Well
done. Right, the chasima is forming the tzeva.
So maybe this is the problem with Chazanish's teretz. What's the problem with Chazanish's teretz? That in the Chazanish's case, the chasima is before the tzeva. The chasima is before the tzeva. You don't have to have such a case. It's just whatever they signed first.
I think it's not a problem.
You say it's not a problem?
Right.
Why? No, according to what they're arguing, you couldn't. Let's have a get with a mistake and then they can sign. The mistake don't be marked. It's too late. You can't do it later. Right? According to the Tzais, according to the previous Tzais, the Tzim has to be, if you left out the Kanina, it's too late. You can't do it later.
It's different because
the Kasha and the Chazanish. Maybe it's a little better, they know what they're signing.
Nothing changed.
And if they. They know the plan, is to write. Is it better? Is it any better if the hoax see all the words are there? They're just not kosher words. Is that any better?
What's the problem with them? They don't know what's going to be written.
They're not made on anything. They're made on possible death. The truth is, I invite you to look at the Chazanish. If the Chazanish says this teretz, he says one more dekuda, which I'll get to soon. But at the end of his shtickle, he brings up this kasha. And I'm not sure what he says. If he says a good kasher, he says not a good kasher. You have to see his lashon. It's very mekitzer. But he mentions this kasher on his own teretz. But let's deal with the teretz in the meantime. In the meantime, he's saying havaras kolmis would be a case. We amavra kolmis if you cut it off on the whole ksiva. So then you need this chiddush that chasima b'mechobar is possible. But the question Taisus Kasha was, why does Rabbi Yehuda have to say that? Let him just say Ksiva Betalosh. Why does he have to say Chasima Betalosh? Teretz in this case, because in this case he has to tell you you need Chasima Betalosh also. If not, if you would only say Ksiva Betalosh, I would have thought it's good. If that's what Chazanish is saying, he has to Taisus Kasha. Mimela, that was fit to shoot this Aramah in hold of this teretz. So the Chazanish says it's not a good teretz for a different reason. And I'd like to share with you the Iker Lumdis in the Sugya of Havaras Kolmis. Most Sugyas have one Iker Chakira, which 100 things are told. So we're going to get to it on Daf Yates and on Daf Chaf. You should hear it today, and you'll hear it again on Yates, and it's a Shavu, and hopefully you'll remember it. What's the main Chakira by Havaras Kolmis? The main Kler. Let's go to the Gemara's case. Edim sign Shalai Lishma. And now they're Mava Kolmis, and they do it Lishma. Shaila is, how do we look at a writing on top of a writing? You had one writing and then you had another writing. You can look at it two ways. You can look at it that the second writing is mevatel, the first writing legamri, covers it, it's as if the first writing didn't exist. And the second writing, that's the writing. It's as if the first one didn't exist, so the first one is gone. The second one is the one that counts, and the second was the one that counts. So that second writing was Lishma, that's why it's good. That's one way to look at it. Sounds like the simple way to look at it, right? What's the second choice? Second choice is to say, what are you talking about? The second writing. If you look at it now, it's written dark. It's got a lot of ink. It's both writings. It's not a second writing. Diyai agave diyai, what you're left with, is both writings. You have an iruv, a mixture of both writings. The first part was shaloi l'shva. I was missing a mailah of l'shva. So the second writing added a mailah of l'shva. So you have here one writing, which is a lot of ink. But that writing has a l'shma. The second one added a mailah to it. It gave it the mailah of l'shma. But right now, we look at it as both writings. I'll tell you a nafkamina. You'll tell me it's in the Gemara later. I know it's in the Gemara later. That's what's telling me. But l'chayr, one nafkamina would be, let's say, I'm writing a get and I have an eight. They does not assign his name. So I tell him, you know what? I'll write your name. And you take a pen and you write over it afterwards. Is that considered his signature? Now right away comes to mind a complaint about what? Yes, so right away you start thinking, how can you be my kindest thing? It's not in the second person's handwriting. Alright, it's a time. I don't know how to answer. But the Gemara says, well, what's it in such a case? I will pre-write, and he'll write on top. So this is totally in this chakira. If you hold the second writing is mevatel the first writing, so then it could be it's kosher, because the second writing is that A's writing. If you hold that what you have are the two people's writings, so it's possible, it's not his signature, it's two people's signature. Two people's signature, that's not a kosher signature. I mentioned this nafkamina to help you understand that. I'm not mentioning it to bias anything from it, just to give you an illustration of a nafkamina between the two ways. Zakta chazaynish. It could be that by ksiva shalai l'shma, Rabbi Yehuda holds, if you do diyay al gabi diyay, it'll be kasha. Why? Because what's a ksiva shalai l'shma? It's just missing something. It's missing l'shma. So it's missing a mila. You can give it a mila with a second writing. But if it was originally written betolish, b'mechuber, there a second writing is not going to fix it. Because, now if you hold the second writing is mavafel the first one, and the second writing counts, of course. So it'll be good, the same thing will be good. If I cut it off and I rewrite, it'll be good. But it could be that the second writing is just an eruv of a chasima with the first writing. A second ksiva, it could give a maila that's missing. But it can't take off a psul. How does it remove the psul? There's a psul that it was written in the mechuber. How do you take off the psul with a second writing? Now, bishlam, if you hold the second writing, erases the first writing. The second writing can take away chasar. But if you hold the second writing, it's just moriv with the first writing. It could be that that's gara, that's worse. And if so, this teretz, the chazanish's teretz, would fall off. So this is his ha'ara on his own teretz. We would have to say, if we wanted to fix the Ramah, we would have to say the Ramah holds that the second writing gets rid of the first writing. And eventually you have this whole story, this whole hechitz. On Kaponim, this is another possible teretz of Tesis Kasha. Look at the Farshim, they have other possible things. It's all hechitz. Tomorrow we're going to spend the whole day on Tysus the Kaimalon, so make sure you do a good lighting on the Tysus.